So it's nice to repeat this line from Genesis, the first reading. The Lord appeared to Abraham as he sat in the entrance of his tent while the day was growing hot. We've got tents, and yesterday we had hot. And today we have our opportunity to still welcome people to the doors of our tents, to welcome people to a meal, to enjoyment, to company. When I traveled to Florida with my mom, you know, mom liked to stop. The joke was she liked to stop at every rest stop. It took a long time to go down I-75. Really, she liked the ones that were the welcome centers because you could go in. And you know what? Those welcome centers, one, it's welcoming. Two, they give you a free map, you know, and there's people there. We always stopped at the ones at the state lines. I like the truck stops because that's where you get the gas. Or you could stop at McDonald's. You know, that's another kind of place we stop. I like those because that's where you get your sausage McMuffin with egg and you can keep going. Most of us have made those kind of journeys where regularly you have to pause to stop. When I was a kid, my cousins who had lived up north would stop at our house in Brighton because it was like halfway into Detroit. I think it's because my aunt liked my mother's toilet paper. So we're used to making stops at people's homes when we go to visit friends and relatives. And at all those kind of stops, there are people to greet you. And we've learned this too when we go south, you know. Everything is Coke once you're south of Cincinnati. And you learn the dialects begin to change. So when they say, how y'all doing when you go to a restaurant, you just learn how it changes. What's perfect about our scripture readings for this weekend and with our festival is they talk about being warm and welcoming. And you know, our mission statement has long said we are a warm and welcoming community. And we had that yesterday, didn't we? But today we get to keep being the welcoming community we pride ourselves on being. And it's nice to listen to that story in the book of Genesis of Abraham and Sarah. It's a hot day. Abraham's sitting there trying to stay cool, and the Lord sends him some holy men. And he sees them traveling, and he greets them, and he welcomes them, and he offers them water. He says to his wife, Sarah, go make some bread. He says to his servants, kill the fatted calf. Let's feed them a good meal. And because of their kindness and their hospitality, they are promised the gift of a child a year from the visit. And they are grateful when the child is born. And we've heard the familiar story of Martha and Mary in the gospel. Jesus gets to know them. He goes to their home to visit with them. And Mary is busy listening to Jesus. And Martha gets anxious. She's doing all the work, she thinks. But in the end, Jesus says, Martha, don't worry. It's important for what you're doing. It's also important what Mary's doing. That's exactly what our festival is. There are people who are just greeting and welcoming and helping people feel welcome when they come to our festival. And there's people who are working hard to prepare meals and to serve people. There's people working hard to help the children be entertained. It's all about being warm and welcoming. It's about showing great care. So I would suggest we remember that our festival is exactly what the scripture readings call us to be. People who are warm and welcoming, who extend ourselves in service. We have tents, we have bread and meat, we have workers, we have listeners, we have hospitality ministers. We had the heat, but we also have that warm and welcoming spirit which attracts people to St. Joseph. It is a beautiful witness of our faith. We welcome, we serve, we show gratitude, we entertain. So if you are visiting us, we welcome you. If you are helping, serving, and working, I thank you. Today, we all give praise and thanks because Jesus is in our heart. And Jesus guides our life. And Jesus is our inspiration to be lovers and servers. Amen.